The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, hey, good evening.
Knows they'll try to silence our voice.
Good evening, and welcome to the National Intel Report. You're tuned in live this Thursday, April 11th, 2019. I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller today. Welcome. There should be lots of fodder today for calls, so the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Here's what's interesting. You know, the fallacy and the fraud of the social justice warriors and crusaders. We played a clip on today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I am the host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We played the clip titled, and we'll probably just play it again here. Maybe we'll do that real fast. Jordan Peterson calls out the pseudo-moralistic stances of activists at a Q&A. That was in Australia. Let me grab that real fast and we'll fire that up. Actually, it's still there. So we played that this morning, and what's interesting, the girl that Jordan Peterson is talking to, you know, she's so concerned, like so many other people, so concerned about so many things all around them. And, you know, he's advocating clean your own room, and we all need to do more of that, to be sure, I think. There was a time when that just sort of went without saying, and not so much anymore. But what's interesting is, and we'll come back to this, play the clip in a second, but what's interesting is there is a, you know, a crisis that has been a public health emergency, declared public health emergency in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's backyard in Brooklyn. And, you know, Williamsburg and Borough Park are adjacent, I think, to her district, if I'm not mistaken. Certainly, you know, right down the block, so to speak. And, you know, you have Rockland County to the north across the Hudson. And no, you know, I do a search. If I search whatever search engine pick, you know, even social media, her Twitter account, search her Twitter feed. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez measles. I search that, I get nothing. There are lots of other stuff. You know, I get Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's psycho class war, stress is making me lose weight, de Blasio, you know, GOP critics of Green New Deal, GOP rhetoric for blah, blah, blah. You know, you have all of the, and, you know, she's concerned, you know, modern monetary theory and climate change, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's a declared public health emergency in her own backyard. Not a peep. not a peep. And I just think it's interesting that, you know, these people talk a good game, and you look at the AOC. Well, that's a brand. I'm not going to use that. You look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, Warren, Schumer, Pelosi, all of them. They talk a lot, but how much concern and regard do they have for their own constituents? They don't seem to really focus on anything in their own backyard. And, you know, I understand, you know, there are bigger issues. But what I'm saying is, you know, I understand that there is a broader context to their public service and their public office. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, you never hear them talking about how these things are really good for their own constituents, or more importantly, how these views that they express are representative of their constituency. You never hear that. Know why? Because they're not. Unless the constituency has gone to the bird feeder and picked up those talking points. That's the only way. If the constituency goes to the same trough, the same bird feeder, or the same, you know, I would call it pig slop, quite frankly, and gets those talking points. Oh, this is what we're talking about? Okay, yeah, this is what's important. Never mind our own backyard. Never mind our own dilapidating local infrastructure and economy and so forth. Never mind all that. We have other more important issues to tackle. Really? So there's a declared public health emergency. We'll play that clip in a minute. And apparently, none of these people who are, you know, can't wait to find the next pet cause, none of them are concerned. Isn't that ironic? You'd think they'd, you know, be on at least one side or the other, something. You know, is it a concern? Is it a civil rights violation that Bill de Blasio wants to, that he says that, you know, we have the legal right to enforce forced mass vaccinations? Is that a civil rights issue or violation? Is that, I mean, it's like they won't, it's a hot potato. Nobody's going to touch it. Is that not strange? Is it me? I think that's odd. I think it's peculiar and telling. So anyway, we'll start with the Jordan Peterson clip. Here is Jordan Peterson. The clip is titled Jordan Peterson Calls Out the Pseudo-Moralistic Stances of Activists. Go ahead, please.
I want to know, what is your answer to young people for some of the really big problems facing humanity, like the, you know, climate catastrophe, like economic crisis, like the precarious job market? Because they just don't, like, you talk all this much about individual responsibility. Most of us are never going to be able to afford to have all of these assets to have responsibility over. So what is your advice beyond banal comments like clean your room?
Well, you know, it's actually rather difficult to answer a question that ends with your comments are banal, politely. So, you know, I would consider that more of an opinionated, personal, and political statement than actually a question. So why don't you try reformulating that so that there's an actual question there?
What is your... So what is your advice to young people when you talk about you need to be individually responsible, but when there are things that are so far out of our control, like climate catastrophe, like the precarious job economy, like, you know, the economic crisis, what is your answer to people who are facing these questions?
Do you think that you're worse off than your grandparents?
I think there are different challenges.
Do you think you're worse off than your grandparents?
Jordan, once again, we're not going to cross-examine our questioners. So try answering the question about collective responsibility on climate change, for example. Pick one part of that, because the argument, I think, is that individual responsibility does not change the climate, does not fix the problem that needs global collective responsibility. So I think that's the core of the question. Do you have a theory about that?
Well, fundamentally, I'm a psychologist, and my experience has been that people can do a tremendous amount of good for themselves and for the people who are immediately around them by looking to their own inadequacies and their own flaws and the things that they're not doing in their lives and starting to build themselves up as more powerful individuals. And if they're capable of doing that, and then they're capable of expanding their career. And if they're capable of expanding their career and their competence, then they're capable of taking their place in the community as effective leaders. And then they're capable of making wise decisions instead of unwise decisions when it comes to making collective political decisions. I'm not suggesting in the least, and have never suggested, that there's no domain for social action. I'm suggesting that people who don't have their own houses in order should be very careful before they go about reorganizing the world, which happens in many ways.
If a young person believes that the climate, the global warming problem on the climate is something that needs to be tackled quickly, and they can't wait until they grow up and become prime ministers to do it, do you think collective responsibility overrides individual responsibility in a huge issue like that?
No.
Okay.
I don't. Okay. I think generally people have things that are more within their personal purview that are more difficult to deal with and that they're avoiding, and that generally the way they avoid them is by adopting pseudo-moralistic stances on large-scale social issues so that they look good to their friends and their neighbors. That's what it looks like.
Bam. I mean, that's several smackdowns in, you know... And it's interesting that the moderator has to try to bail out the little social justice crusader. Hopefully she'll come to her senses. Hopefully the moderator will too. And, you know, I mean, why does she need to be bailed out? There are many comments on the video that are worth reading, I would say. maybe I'll read some of them. They're kind of entertaining, unfortunately. But... one of the comments, moderator, second highest ranked comment. The moderator saves her by intervening. If he had allowed the exchange to come to its natural conclusion, that arrogant student might have learned something. And this is what happens. This is what happens in America, for example. The haughty, arrogant, disdainful attitude is celebrated and promoted and allowed to persist. And, you know, the book of Proverbs speaks extensively to what that gets you. And it's not good. And we need to stop. There was a time in this society, man, I tell you what, young person like that, I mean, some of us have been that young person, and you get a spanking every once in a while. You get set straight, and you get your feet planted back on the ground. She's got her head in the clouds on these, what Jordan Peterson referred to as pseudo-moralistic stances to look good for friends and neighbors. And doesn't that sound exactly like what's going on? To me, the litmus test right now with someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for example, or, you know, Chuck Schumer, or pick the crusader of the day, is that there is a declared public health emergency literally in districts adjacent to Ocasio-Cortez's district. Sure, there are other issues. Sure, there is a broader context, but this is essentially her constituency. And nothing? Zero? Is that not slightly peculiar, slightly odd? The crusader who doesn't miss an opportunity. Silent. Struck dumb. I mean, I just think it says it all. Really do. Not even a politically neutral, you know, politi-speak, you know, our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to, or nothing, zero. Looking at her Twitter feed earlier today, you refuse to co-sponsor the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Yeah. You know, I guess maybe she missed the memo. I would say, well, back it up a little bit. So we hear, you know, the moderator in the video clip that we played, you know, climate, if you think, you know, climate change, young people think climate change is so important and we need to act quickly. Whenever the subject of climate change, which used to be global warming, comes up, I think young people, if you're concerned, you've been led to, because you're not concerned on your own. You have not ever probably read a report, no offense to anyone who thinks this is a pet issue or pet cause. You've been led to believe it's important. You have. Ask yourself, how many reports have I read? You know, I keep hearing the science is settled, the data. How much of that data have you reviewed for yourself? We are not encouraged to go find out for ourselves. We are propagandized to believe a thing, and in precisely the sort of fashion that Vance Packard reminds us in The Hidden Persuaders, quoting Edward Bernays, I had to reach across to grab it. I don't want to get it wrong. Vance Packard quotes Edward Bernays in Chapter 19, The Engineered Yes of The Hidden Persuaders. Bernays got himself published, and he says, newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. It's an interesting controversy that's brewing in the Brooklyn area in particular, and even Rockland County, you know, with the Orthodox Jewish community being singled out, seemingly. You know, something that I talked about on Road Warrior Radio a few times. It's just interesting how forces are being pitted against one another. You know, people are being goaded, aggravated. What do you think that's going to do to people who have been propagandized to believe that if you're not fully vaccinated, you're not following the schedule, then you're a menace to society? Is that going to turn people against those folks they believe are endangering the public? Do you think? Isn't that interesting? I think it's provocative. And there are a lot of other little subtexts to all of that I don't necessarily want to get into, but back to the climate change issue. If you think that climate change is important, then I would direct your attention to the Club of Rome, The Limits to Growth, The First Global Revolution, Maurice Strong, Prince Bernard, you know, all of those guys hooking up this scheme that we were going to replace communism and the Cold War and all of that. The new boogeyman was going to be everyman, the everyman around the world, for us, the American everyman. And it's your breath you breathe, and therefore, you know, you, if, you know, like Bill Gates says, if we could just get rid of, if we could reduce one of these numbers, like the people number, we'd have less carbon emissions. Meanwhile, folks like Al Gore gallivant around the planet, creating a larger footprint in a year than most of us do in a lifetime. Never mind all of that. He's important. He has things to do. So go look into the real roots of the issue of climate, of global warming. The threat of global warming is what the Club of Rome referred to it as. That's the new boogeyman. And man himself is the enemy. And as far as the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund goes, I'll get to that in the next segment. Stick around. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. I'm not gonna go down the 9/11 rabbit hole right now, but when I think of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, I immediately think of Kenneth Feinberg and how he's just conveniently been everywhere. The Deepwater Horizon incident, you know, the TARP nonsense, Volkswagen emissions controversy, of course, the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Every major incident, he's always there. The Agent Orange stuff, asbestos litigation, the Holocaust stuff, Zapruder film. What's the market value of it? Really? It's just, it's gross. You know, the guy who wrote the book, What is Life Worth? It reminds me of, it's not funny, but it's just so horrifying. You know, it evokes that kind of nervous, horrified laughter. It reminds me of, I think it was around 2008, I want to say. I remember a State Department official, you know, in one of the incidents where we had bombed either a wedding party or a funeral, or probably both, the United States military, drone, I think it was a drone double tap, flown out of Creech Air Force Base. And there was a State Department official at a press conference. Gosh, I wish I need to find that clip. We need to play that clip. It's over and over and let people understand how horrifying that is. And this State Department official said, if we bombed the wrong people, and I think this is pretty close to an exact quote, if we bombed the wrong people, we'll compensate the victims and their families. And I remember being horrified about so many aspects of that statement. You know, how are you going to compensate dead people? Exactly how does that work? I'd like to know. We'll compensate the victims and their families. I distinctly remember that soundbite. We bombed the wrong people. Evokes all kinds of images. You know, George Carlin made lots of money on soundbites like that. If we bombed the wrong people, we'll compensate the victims. So this is what guys like Kenneth Feinberg are in charge of. And that's what the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund represents to me. And that's about as deep as I want to go down that rabbit hole right now. But here's another fun fact. If I search that phrase that I just mentioned on DuckDuckGo, State Department official quote, if we bombed, and not with quotations, but the word quote, if we bombed the wrong people, will compensate the victims and their families. Here's a bit of irony for you. That was, I believe it was Afghanistan. I'm fairly certain it was Afghanistan. Here are some of the search results I get. General Patton discovered the truth. State Department press briefing, February 22nd, 2018. It wasn't then. It was about 10 years before that. Exclusive word, Churchill defends 9/11 remarks. What? And I didn't say anything about 9/11. Skipping down a little bit, the betrayal of Afghanistan, that might be close. You know, that was, I think, a related. Anyway, then I get this, New York Times, public testimony before 9/11 panel. Well, that's interesting. Is that an anomaly? No, there are others. 9/11commission.gov, National Commission on what? The report, the official report, 9/11 Commission report. And there are others. Why am I getting those results, you wonder? And this is my point. You scan down a little bit further, Wikipedia, entry for September 11 attacks. You know? And, on and on the list goes. So do you see kind of what I'm saying here? It's the same game every time, and we have these horrific tragedies. And, oh, yeah, you know, what's life worth? Let me peel off a few crisp $100 bills. There you go. What is life worth? Okay, here you go. That's the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. That's Kenneth Feinberg. Good times. That's America. We've been reduced to this. Wikipedia entry for Kenneth Feinberg, History of Participation. Quote, it's a brutal sort of cold thing to do. Anybody who looks at this program and expects that by cutting a U.S. Treasury check, you are going to make 9/11 families happy is vastly misunderstanding what's going on with this program, said Feinberg. There is not one family member I've met who wouldn't gladly give back the check, or in many cases, their own lives, to have that loved one back. Happy never enters into this question. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, happy never enters in. That's a true statement. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Exactly.
I was born one.
The United States fourth branch administrative state company store, Geico. Anybody wonder about that? Geico auto insurance. How is it that we all get government employee insurance? Government employee insurance company. Nah, nobody ever thinks about it. But there's always a perfectly plausibly deniable explanation for it all, isn't there? So, you know, the Wikipedia entry, Kenneth Feinberg. Feinberg had to estimate how much each victim, blah, blah, blah. It was up to Feinberg to make the decisions on how much each family of a victim would receive. Feinberg personally presided over more than 900 of the 1,600 hearings. At the end of the process, $7 billion was awarded to 97% of the families. So, you know, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but $7 billion divided by 1,600 is $3/8 million. So, you know, I mean, $7 billion, Larry Silverstein probably has that in his back pocket from his double insurance claim, right? Double policy claim. And everybody walks away happy, right? Not really. And we all, I mean, it's a deeper issue, obviously, and I don't want to get sidetracked, but, you know, getting back to the point, not to get off track, you know, I see a lot of social justice. You know what it is, actually? Here, hold on. I'll tell you exactly what it is. So it's textbook Saul Alinsky, definitely. The Rules for Radicals, Ode to the First Radical, Lucifer himself, Saul Alinsky, dedicating his book. Hillary Clinton says he's a fantastic guy, and why wouldn't she? Because Margaret Sanger is fantastic too, even though she, yeah. Daniel Jonah Goldhagen, eliminationism, that's the word for it. Rules for Radicals. That's not where I was going, but I'll go there anyway. So, it's just interesting. You look on the list of rules, you know, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, they fear Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because, you know, so, Saul Alinsky, rule number one, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And so, what if you're constantly putting that, you're projecting those thoughts into the minds of your presumed or perceived adversaries? We're not adversaries in America. We are made out to be adversaries, but we are largely all, I would say, victimized in a variety of ways. And we all should be banding together in spite of our rather trivial differences, I would say, generally speaking. I mean, when we come down to rubber meeting road, I think generally speaking, most of us have rather trivial and fairly insignificant differences when we talk about how life should work out. And those differences pale in comparison to the monumental differences, like Jordan Peterson being courageous enough to say when asked, you know, by the moderator, don't you think that, you know, isn't the common good, you know, the greater good, isn't that more important than your little peon individual existence, Jordan Peterson? He says, no, it is perhaps the greatest logical fallacy that's been perpetrated on mankind at this point, that the individual is less important than the collective, because without the individual there is no collective. And that's kind of the point. That's what Bill Gates is telling us. You know, if we could just whittle down one of these numbers, yeah, we'll get rid of poverty, we'll get rid of disease, because we're going to get rid of people. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, textbook Saul Alinsky, you know, misdirection, freezing stuff, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. That's rule number five. Make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. That's Andrew Breitbart was saying at CPAC 2012, basically, we're going to use these tactics to hold these people accountable who are saying all these crazy things and trying to hold other people to an absolutely untenable standard. It's not possible. You know, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. You know, take them off track. Keep the pressure on. And, you know, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. That's her Twitter feed. It's textbook Alinsky. Sure, she's a community organizer. That's all it is. If I took her, you know, blue check mark off of it, you'd think it was just some crazy person. You know, with too many cats and too much time on their hands, on their Twitter feed. But where I was really going with that is, and before I go back, and then we'll go to the phones here in a second, but Hayek, The Road to Serfdom. Everyone should be reading The Road to Serfdom about 20 years ago now. If we all read The Road to Serfdom 20 years ago, and sure, we could definitely hash out some differences toward the end there, but the way he spells out the problem, it's, you know, I think it's about as accurate and distilled and, you know, comprehensive as you can get. Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. Do we want the worst or the best? He explains the three main reasons why the worst get on top. The third reason is, he wrote, it is in connection with the deliberate effort of the skillful demagogue. It's interesting. One of the things I say on Road Warrior Radio is that it's important for us to define terms. And demagogue is an interesting term. A leader who obtains power by means of impassioned appeals to the emotions and prejudices of the populace. Gosh, that sounds exactly like justice Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or pick a person who's in front of the camera these days. Schumer, Swalwell, Pelosi, name one. Any of them. All of them. A leader who obtains power by means of impassioned. And so, speaking of that, backing up a smidge, Hayek writes, the second negative principle of selection is this skillful demagogue. He will be able to obtain the support of all the docile and gullible who have no strong convictions of their own. Again, how many reports on climate change have folks read? Oh, they're telling me, great, they're telling you, how many have you actually read for yourself? Versus looking outside, and, you know, while you're looking outside, go look up Operation Popeye, go look up weather modification, go look up Project Storm Fury. Those are on Wikipedia. Well, you know, that was back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And then, you know, from the 60s through the 70s into the 80s. And you see what I'm saying here? I mean, that's Wikipedia, for Pete's sake. But how much of this nonsense that we're hearing do you see with your own eyes? Do you experience with your own eyes? Are we all underwater in the coastal regions? Al Gore told us we would be, what, years ago now? Didn't happen. Where is he being called to account for the lies, the inconvenient reality of the lies that he told? Oh, they're not lies, they were projections. Okay, but he knew, he's part of the club. So Hayek wrote, second negative principle, he will be able to obtain the support of all the docile and gullible who have no strong convictions of their own but are prepared to accept a ready-made system of values if it is only drummed into their ears or their Twitter feed sufficiently loudly and frequently. It would be those whose vague and imperfectly formed ideas are easily swayed and whose passions and emotions are readily aroused. Yes, we need more of that, right? Charlie Chaplin's Great Dictator speech. Who will thus swell the ranks of the totalitarian party? Oh, you mean that was a Marxist speech? Yeah, it was textbook Marxism. That was part of the joke. So continuing, Hayek wrote, it is in connection with the deliberate effort of the skillful demagogue to weld together a closely coherent and homogeneous body of supporters that the third and perhaps most important negative element of selection enters. It seems to be almost a law of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Twitter feed, of human nature, that it is easier for people to agree on a negative program, on the Alinskyite hatred of an enemy, rules for radicals, on the envy of those better off, you know, Marxist conflict, than on any positive task. How is she helping her constituents there in Brooklyn? Contrast between the we and the they. The common fight against those outside the group seems to be an essential ingredient in any creed which will solidly knit together a group of, for common action. Yeah, Alinsky knew it. It is, and so did Gene Sharp, by the way. It is consequently always employed by those who seek not merely support of a policy, but the unreserved allegiance of huge masses. That sounds democratic, doesn't it? That sounds patently American. The unreserved allegiance of huge masses. From their point of view, it has the great advantage of leaving them greater freedom of action than almost any positive program. They don't have to be called to account for anything. Just constantly pointing the finger and vilifying these people and that thing and not necessarily doing anything. You got a declared health emergency in your own backyard, not concerned, while you're pointing the finger at other people. If you take that down to a micro level, is that how any of us would run our household? If our children behave that way, what would we do? Young people, if your parents behave that way, wouldn't that be shameful and embarrassing and disgraceful? But this is what we call public. Would we call that statesmanship today? So it is consequently always employed by those who seek not merely support of a policy, but the unreserved allegiance of huge masses. Last point. I mentioned during today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast the, what is it called? Well, it's the UC Berkeley Haas Institute for Fair and Inclusive Society. And that's fun. They have their Othering and Belonging 2019 conference this week. Othering and belonging. Doesn't it just sound outlandishly Orwellianly bizarre? Othering and belonging. And of course, you know, we have the usual suspects. And you read this stuff. I'll give you one example. And then we'll go to the phones. So, of course, you have folks like Linda Sarsour and Nina Simmons there. Radical, you know, I wouldn't call them anything so that they're associated with anybody. You know, they're just radical. Marxist, color revolutionary types, fomenting social discord everywhere they go. Like so many other firebrands these days that no one should ever listen to for any reason until they humble themselves and calm down. So there's one example. Where is it? Tuesday, April 9th. Listen to these words and then listen to this conference. So Hayek writes, not merely supportive of a policy, but the unreserved allegiance of huge masses. So Tuesday's conference, will the future be feminist? An inclusive vision for belonging. Inclusive vision for belonging. Will the future be feminist? Well, if I'm not a feminist, not in your context or definition anyway, because that's one of those terms of art that's been conscripted. You know, Gloria Steinem was a CIA agent, right? If I remember correctly. Will the future be feminist? What if I don't want to be a part of your club? Is that inclusive for me? You're just saying that because you're threatened. I'm threatened. Actually, yes, I am, because I feel like this is a very, it's a very forward sort of assault. It's aggressive language. It's passively aggressive. Who doesn't see that isn't being honest. So yeah, it is threatening. And so at the same time that you're being threatened, you're being gaslighted. Very diabolical. Very Machiavellian. And I agree with Andrew Breitbart. That garbage needs to stop. And I'm going to call it what it is. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not a fan of either mindless, blind support of a policy, or certainly not the unreserved allegiance to, you know, the future being feminist and an inclusive vision for belonging. That kind of language is always disingenuous. You know, it's Smith specifically to sound like something that you know that sounds inviting, but it's, you know, it's the Roach Motel. Roaches check in, but they don't check out. Go to the phones when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Othering and belonging, indeed. Organized by the Haas Institute for a Fair and Inclusive Society. Don't people look at that and, you know, othering and belonging? So we're going to exclude some, but, you know, include that. It sounds like eugenics, Jonah Goldhagen, eliminationism. Yeah, I'll leave that alone for now. To the phones we go. Chris in Las Vegas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, good afternoon, Chris, and nice to have
Howdy.
You here for John.
Yeah.
Always enjoying your wise comments and informed intellectual discussion of salient and pertinent facts. You were speaking a little earlier about, I think his name is Finkelstein, or maybe Ken Feinberg,
right,
who is in charge of several of the so-called administrative hearing offices under the so-called...
He's the guy. There's a Jewish term for that. There's a mafia term for that. I can't think of what either one is. That guy. Can't think of either term. Anyway,
well,
not to disparage a particular community. I'm just saying there is a term for a guy like that in probably every lexicon, really. And it's not a good term.
He's actually a fixer, a CYA.
Right.
He's
exactly.
Problem solver. Might call him a shyster, perhaps, in the vernacular of Yiddish.
Right.
But this is a particular elite group of super uber attorneys that have grown to be particularly extolled in the criminal circles that run the government. Hillary Clinton gang and others. We see it in Andrew Weissman, Bob Mueller, Comey, Lynch, Holder. There's a whole cadre of these. I had a call from one from head of officer J.P. Morgan Chase Bank that was calling about a complaint I had filed, and he wanted to talk about resolution. And so these fixer attorneys, they're all part of a secret group, perhaps the secret executive services, maybe others around the planet, and they're able to make these pre-trial stipulated settlements, these avoiding prosecution by paying a fine, a fee, or extortion, or maybe some money under the table at the same time to enrich the negotiator, the attorney that's working the deal for them to fix the justice system so they won't be prosecuted in non-prosecution agreements, pretrial settlement agreements, what they're frequently termed. And in the vaccine injury courts and the other wrongful death courts that Feinberg administers, including the Katrina victims and others, he's always brought in as...
Every single incident, every high-profile incident, he's always there.
Well, you go to the guy that's hitting the home runs for you, and if he's saving the government tons of money by frivolous settlements with poor abused victims taking predatory advantage of...
I would say, as much as that, you're buying people off, essentially. You know, how much is it going to take to keep you quiet? How much is it going to take to keep you quiet? That's a big part of it, too. That was an hour. That was fast.
Right.
Yeah, hang on, Chris. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.